Welcome, everyone, to Creating WordleNet, the Home Discovery Edition. Thank you for joining me on this first podcast in my series on organizing my home. I like the word discovery better than organizing. It describes more of what I want to do, because if you think about it, when a person is wanting to clean out and get their home organized, they're talking about more than just a physical space. They're also meaning their heart and their head spaces. As kids, we can't wait to grow up, because the world is so new and exciting. We want to know, we want to experience everything. Grown-ups look like they have so much fun and it's so cool. But unfortunately, we do grow up, and our lives become cluttered with so much, physically, mentally, and emotionally. When it becomes overwhelming, we want to clean things out. The symbolism of this is in decluttering and organizing our home. I don't want to necessarily do away with everything in the past, though. And in fact, I can't. Nobody can. I may be 44, but I'm also 14, 4, 24, and 34. Each year builds on the other. To completely declutter is to destroy the foundation of who I am. So when I talk about home discovery, I'm talking about creating a space where my 4-year-old self can live and play, but with that wisdom and experience that comes from 44 years. I know people grow up, but I don't want to be a grown-up per se. I want to enjoy bubbles and hula hoops and coloring pictures with green sky and orange clouds and blue cats. At 44, it's time for that obligatory imagination shift, also known as a midlife crisis. I don't call it a crisis for me, though, because when I look back on my life, I don't mind who I've been. I love working with kids and being a healer. I just want to give the 4-year-old a stronger voice, or even the 14-year-old. 14's a cool age. I want to be more artistic, especially in my writing. And I want my home to reflect all of this, a little creative cottage full of chaos. So along with my pen and paper and trusty computer, I've invited a few friends on this enterprise. Donna Smolin over at unclutter.com. She has these cool little books of 5-minute organizing ideas. Also, Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, especially the first 3 habits. And lastly, Jeff Vandermeer's Wonder Book. Different thoughts on organizing my inner child from 3 different imaginative people. So why do this at all, though? I love art, especially writing. And I've read a lot about it, I've studied a lot, but I want to be a part of the creative process and not just sit on the sidelines and talk about it. I need a place to be creative, and I want it to be fun, but also relaxing, inviting, peaceful. A place to recharge and envision new worlds. A place where I can be messy and dangerous. A place where characters can play and grow. So join me on this pilgrimage to my sanctuary, my creative space. In the weeks to come, I'll be posting and podcasting on different aspects of it, especially as it applies to a single person. So more to come, just not right now. Thanks for being here.